Okay, so Mirsa Hashem, we're actually going to jump around a little bit, because I think that part and parcel of what we're going through right now is the natural tendency for a person to want to get back into day-to-day life, and then the also incredibly important religious and ruchnius dekasiba of living in the time period that you are in right now. What's going to happen? How it's going to happen? Who knows? I'm not coming to make any big proclamations. Mashiach is coming at 2 o'clock in the afternoon today. I happen to think Mashiach is coming at any second. So, okay, fine. Listen, at the end of the day, but to understand that we're living in a time period that you cannot fathom. We're living in Jewish history right now. A time period which we cannot fathom. What's going to happen? What's going to be? We don't know. But certainly, they're going to be writing about it for thousands of years. And if we were zoich to have Nevi'im around to understand the importance of it. But a person cannot be so disconnected from Am Yisrael. You know, my Rav, you know, he said a good line. My Rav said a good line once, which he said that, you know, there's some Jews who are so disconnected from the Jewish history of the people. They're so locked into what they're doing in front of them, or they're so disconnected from the Jewish history that they're like, there's Bernie Sanders Jews, and there's like the B'nai Torah Jews. Now, what do I mean, Chas V'Shalom? What do I mean to say Chas V'Shalom? I don't mean to say anything disparaging about B'nai Torah. But people are so locked into their day-to-day, what they're doing, that they don't see at all what they are and where they are in the current life where we are right now. We're living in a time of Nisim V'Niflois, literally right now. Nisim V'Niflois. You see, and we're turning to page 370 if you have it in front of you. His Hirunu Rabbi Seinu Zechon Lavracha. As the Gemara tells us in Masech Shabbos, L'Mabez Mabez, Shal Yismoich Adam Al Hanes Shema Einoisim Leneis. And a person should not go in and rely on Nisim. Veinoisim Leneis Menachim Leisuchiyosim. We've spoken about a few times already about the Indian of Shmira that a person should not rely on Nisim because it'll take away from your Schosim. V'dayenu Hanisim Shoisol Nachalish Baruch Hu Barachem Avchasim B'chol Eis B'chol Rego Shanach Kiv Shachas Ben Kamaz Ve'Evim. That God has literally protected the Am Yisrael. That we are surrounded by wolves. Right? We're surrounded by wolves. Lule Hashem Shalonu Azai Chaim Belunu. The fact that Hashem has already got us up until this point. V'amr Zachinu Rabbi Sinu Zachim Levracha Al Pasuk Lo'isa Niflois Kedois Levadoi. She'ein Bal Hanis Makir B'Niso. A person, unfortunately, can be so subsumed in Nisim, they don't even realize that they're in Nisim. Shehari Kama B'nei Adam Slevum Yisurim Kashu Makas Kedois V'chalim Rav Ne'emanim. That a person can be, unfortunately, so stricken with so many different challenges. So a person who can have such challenges, and nisim will happen, they'll be so full of nisim. I mean, the only reason why a person would recognize that there's a nace is because they're in the period of where things were so intense and so difficult for them that when they had a nace, well, that's when they realized. It's only in the contrast. Human beings only realize things in contrast to other things. But the fact that we're living a happy, healthy day-to-day life, you don't understand. It's mavish nisim v'niflois. Again, it's I think we have the opportunity now to really chap right to appreciate how Hashem is protecting us. That people, literally, we're looking at situations that we have these ballistic missiles, Yitzchak, that go up to space, that have specifically built gyrospheres, are able to do like this, able to move left and right and to evade the Iron Dome. They're built to evade the Iron Dome. And they're hitting. But you know what? They're hitting, and there's like shrapnel. And God forbid, of course, there's been fatalities. But in comparison to what it could be, let me tell you an example. I just heard over Shabbos something amazing. His name is Rabbi Meir Summer. He spoke to somebody who actually works in intelligence, where Israel has the Iron Dome. And during currently the Russian and Ukrainian war, this intelligence expert went over to Ukraine to train them how to use the Iron Dome system that we have developed here, America paid for, and that they're using in Ukraine to stop the Russian missiles. And the guy literally said, he came back, he says, I see it's clearly there's a special protection here in Israel. It's the same technology in Ukraine, it's the same missiles in Ukraine, the same rockets in Ukraine, it's all the same stuff. There's no difference, there's no like new technologies are being, but in Russia and Ukraine, there's a 30% success rate. In Israel, it's a 90 to 95% success rate. He says clearly, and what happened was, what happened? How did the story come about? Because there was an avrich that was coming out of a supermarket, and he was going to buy like thousands of shekel worth of food. And an Israeli soldier went over and said, no, I want to buy it for you. Because he said, I heard what I saw in Ukraine myself. This expert, he said, because why? I see it's b'schus the fact that we have Torah in Eretz Yisrael, that Torah is being megan on Am Yisrael. The soldier, the military expert said that is the reason. The difference between 30% in Russia and Ukraine and 90 to 95% here in Israel. There's no kuntzim here. There's no changes. But how is it that one is zayche? It's clearly because there's a higher spiritual power going on here that we have to be, excuse my language, ridiculously stupid to think that we're not living in times of nisim v'nifalim. And we get so emotionally clogged that we can't even realize it. We have to understand we're living in times of nisim v'nifalim. I mean, can you imagine? You have a president of the United States more supportive of Israel. There has not been an American president in the hundreds of years that America's been around that has been this supportive of Israel.
He skipped the term where he is now. He was president and he was not president.
Exactly. President, the point is, I don't know the connection. But the point is that you see, it's such an amazing thing. Oh, you're saying the fact that Hashem brought him back. I hear. Okay, right, I appreciate it. Thank you. I'm sorry I rejected your thing too quickly. But it's a very important insight. It's a very important point that clearly that there's something, bigger powers going on over here. What can we answer? What can we say? We have to appreciate. Because we don't want to ultimately rely on nisim. We would rather it not have to be the situation. We're not like so excited that this is. We want to be able to not be in these wars. We don't want to be in these situations. We rather would have peace. At the end of the day, Eibush is often. We should be careful. We should still, at the end of the day, as much as we're seeing these nisim v'nifalim, still be careful in the end of Shmira to make sure and be careful to the best of your abilities. Stay away from windows for sure. If you have a bomb shelter in your building, to use that bomb shelter within reason, within normalcy. Don't make yourself crazy. Don't make your wife crazy. But you don't have to be crazy to follow, logic. That's the problem. The problem is this. Like I said before, it's the more abstract and the more vague and the crazier things are, that's what people run after. But it's worthwhile. A person should be careful on the Indian of Shmira and take care of themselves. Nisim v'nifalim, we're living in a time of Nisim v'nifalim. Yes?
Do